Blog Talk Radio.
All right, here we are again. It must be Friday. It must be 1 o'clock where I am. It must be 4 o'clock where Rick Wright is. That means it is time for the greatest show on earth, with all due respect. With all due respect, this is a show that answers the question, hey, man, what's going on? So I'm here. Jim Ellis here in the West Coast, talking with Rick Wright over there on the East Coast. How you doing there, Ricky man?
I'm doing good, Jimmy. It is actually 4 p.m. where I am in the state of New Jersey. So I'm doing good, man. Looking forward to the fastest 30 minutes in the world.
That's right. So anything to say before we get started? We have a special guest with us, a very special guest with us today. We don't always have guests, but we have one this week. Here, you know, what's going on before we move forward?
Yeah, just catch up, man. How was your week?
It's good. You're a little breaking up a little bit. Week is
because this is live show, you can tell me if I'm better or worse. I'm actually going to go to a different location. Hopefully
sound good right now. Yes.
Of course, because I'm walking. And watch, I'll go somewhere else. You're like, that's no good. Like, that's good. That's not good.
It changes over every 3 seconds.
Yeah.
Yes. Check this out, ladies and germs out there. Rick Wright is on remote, but just because he's not at home at this very moment doesn't mean he doesn't stick to his commitments. Talk about a cool dude, a real honorable man, sure to make it happen. So thanks for making it work, Rick.
Yeah, no problem. How am I now? Because this is where I'm going to stay.
Yeah, you sound good.
Good. Excellent. Yeah, so I am remote. I'm up in I'm up in Belvedere or near Belvedere, New Jersey, which is up north. And Just enjoying this good weather. A little hot on the East Coast. And I think the weather is supposed to shift tomorrow, but at this point I'm giving up on weathermen. I don't think they know what the hell they're talking about. And that's it. So what are you up to, man? What's going on? What's good?
Just working away. You know, videos, writing, whatever it takes, you know. Sometimes I wake up in the morning,
yep.
I'm not sure what I need to do. So it's like, all right, I'll just go step by step. And right now, step is to, you know, talk to our audience, have a live show, be real in the moment, and hopefully impart some valuable information to our guests and to our hosts if they need it.
Yes, and our audience.
The topic. Yeah, our audience. That's it. Yeah, our audience.
You know what I got present to? I was just thinking, because I listen to, like, in the morning, I listen to these, you know, these sports talking heads. So I realized that they talk a lot. Like, they address the audience a lot. Like if the audience was a person. I guess that on our show, we talk, like, you know, we talk, it's like a conversation. And it's cool. And I also think that we can adjust the audience more, you know, because we
you're breaking up.
We do have some folks.
Yeah, how do you feel?
Yeah, now I'm not moving and I'm breaking up. How about now?
Okay. You're good. Just keep moving, man.
Good.
I'm
going to walk in a big circle.
Who's that crazy man walking around with his phone? Somebody stop him. Actually, when I do shows like this, I do, and when I think of questions and when I'm talking, I do think of the audience. I am thinking, is this something that would be interesting to them? Do they want to know about this?
Yeah.
Well, I say we dive in. Let's dive into our guest. What do you say?
I say we get right to it.
All right. So our special guest is the one and the only Jennifer M. Ellis. Yes, that's right. Her last name is Ellis. It wasn't always Ellis. After I married her, it became Ellis, coincidentally. And she's the owner of Life Enlightenment. As a manager of speakers, authors, celebrities, and athletes. She's also a consultant for people who want to get in the public eye around media and public appearances. including hesitant speakers like me. She even works with somebody like me, amazing. And she's also, this is the big deal, she's as well, she's an independent distributor of Young Living Essential Oils. Essential oils.
Yes.
So we thought, I thought it was your idea, Rick. Yeah, let's have Jennifer on and have her talk about essential oils. You know, that's a typical dude topic. You know, that comes up a lot, right, on your men's team, essential oils?
No. Because it was, and you know, it's funny you say it like that. Because I was hanging out with some guys, and I said, yeah. Because I told them, hey, you know, I have to be at a radio show. I have a radio show tomorrow, so I'm going to probably have to be at a certain place, certain time. I'll just take care of the show. Like, oh, what are you talking about? Well, tomorrow's show's essential oils. All three of them just started cracking up. Like, that's what your show's about? I'm like, not every week, you know. But I just like they got a kick out of it. Here's the thing. I don't think it has to do with masculine or a feminine thing. I think it could benefit. I know a guy, you know, who's in our or was in our organization, who's big into the essential oils and really believes in them. And he's like, you know, he's a personal trainer. He actually looks like a. If you looked at him, you'd see he looks like a strong man from the circus, and he loves the essential oils. And you know, he'll post on Facebook what you know what works for him. You know, so it's interesting, and I'm looking forward to it because I have a little bit of a summer. Cold going on, and I'm going to try to see if there's some kind of remedy for that moving forward so I don't have to suffer in the summertime.
Yes. Well, today's show is Essential Oils for the Essential Man, and I think sometimes I think this way. Sometimes it seems like men think it's really cool and really, you know, masculine and tough to live a certain lifestyle, which is actually pretty unhealthy. So I don't think it, I don't know. I think there's something to be said about health, about sticking around, being alive, and you know, being it, you know, living at your zenith, being the best you can be. So I don't know. I see a lot of big bellies out there in the men's circles, and maybe they could focus on health just a little bit more. How cool would that be? So
that'd be awesome. Yeah.
Anyway, well, let's bring in our guest, Jennifer M. Ellis, distributor of Young Living Essential Oils, and let's ask her, what do you think? Is it a masculine thing? Is it a feminine thing? What's your take?
Some of our Royal Crown Diamonds in Young Living are men. One of the youngest ones in Young Living, 24-year-old male. So, and they're single dads.
Wow.
Living.
Yeah. There you go, fans. So let's also
That's
find
awesome.
Out. Let's find out. Just for our audience, because we're talking to our audience, right, Rick? What are essential oils? Like, how would you define it for our audience?
Essential oils actually have been around forever. I mean, if you read the Bible, you'll read about things like frankincense and myrrh, which are essential oils. And there are aromatic liquids that are found in the plants, flowers, roots, the seeds of the different plants. And they take the oils out, and you can use the properties of the oils for different things in your life. There's a joke out there that says, is there an oil for that? And there's pretty much an oil, seems like, for everything. I mean, people use them for everything from cleaning to toothpaste to, you know, anything. I've used it for pest control to get gum off Hennessy's foot. So... there's so many uses for them.
Huh. Let me ask you this, because you're the expert. Woke up with a scratchy throat, like painful scratchy throat yesterday, and no fever or anything like that, but had a little bit of a scratch going on. What would you suggest in the future if I wake up and feel like that again? What would be a good oil or combination of oil to get my stuff, get myself back in shape?
I personally usually recommend thieves to people who want to keep their immune system supported. That's a wonderful essential oil. And a little drop of that in the morning is fantastic. We also even have now cough drops that are made of the thieves oil that we sell.
I'm having trouble understanding. What's the word called? The essential oil?
It's called Thieves. Thieves oil, and it's made of clove and lemon and cinnamon and rosemary.
Okay. So
and this blend
cool.
supports your immune system.
Oh. Very cool.
So I find that
excellent.
Very helpful. And then for things like to help you seasonal discomfort and stuffy noses and stuff, diffusing things like lemon and lavender and peppermint, those things really help. I've heard basil really helps, so I haven't tried it. So putting those things either on you or diffusing it in the air really helps. You can use essential oils in three ways. You can use them topically, aromatically, or you can ingest them. Any of those ways. Usually the body, the person has their own preferences. I'm not as big on the ingesting, probably because I decided to take some lemongrass, and it was really hot. It kind of burned. I probably should have put it in a glass of water or in a veggie cap, as recommended by other people. But I personally like to diffuse them. I'll put a little drop on my feet or even use it as a little perfume. Like, you know, if I'm having stress, I'll use Stress Away as a perfume, and that really helps a lot.
Cool.
When you're saying diffuse, just for our audience, I mean, I know what a diffuser is because we have one here. I know you have one in your car as well. So can you just, like, because you talked about, you know, applying it topically, like, you know, putting it on your skin or ingesting it. The other one is in the air, right, that you're able to diffuse it. Can you explain that?
Diffuser is a cute little contraption that you put some water in and some drops of different essential oils. You can use a certain essential oil or a combination of them, and it gives it an aroma out in front into your room. So it's kind of like a vapor, if you will, and it goes out into your room. I like them, too, because it can benefit everyone in your family when you diffuse rather than just you if you ingest or put it on you. Especially for people that have kids, I've heard that teachers will do things like diffuse thieves in their classroom just for the germy aspect, for the airborne germs. So things like that you can do. And that's what a diffuser
and it's,
is.
It's,
yeah, what
now
is
it's,
that, right?
And just so, yeah, I was going to say, now that's all natural, correct? Like, so there's no, you know, there's no harm to pets, kids, adults, or anything like that, or is there any allergies that can be associated with these?
I have never heard of any allergies, personally. For animals, I always recommend people ask their vets first. Hennessy personally goes to a holistic vet who recommends, for instance, frankincense oil on some of her cysts, but that came directly doctor recommended from Dr. Diana. So I recommend that people don't, you know, just use their own discretion, but ask their vet in regard to pets. Young Living does have a whole pet line, which is different healthy treats and things and oils made specifically for pets. We also have a kids line and a baby line. So for things like kids and pets and babies, I would always recommend getting from those particular lines because our founder, Gary Young, has formulated those oils so that they're definitely safe for the pets and babies and kids.
Great. Thank you for that. I bet I just realized, too, I did have an experience with essential oils years ago at a spa because it's almost pretty much the same thing I have now, where a stuffed up nose, and I was getting into a steam room, and the attendant said, "Hey, you know, do you have a stuffy? You sound like you have a little cold." And I said, "Yeah." And what he did was he sprayed a bunch of eucalyptus oil into the steam room, and then when it came up, all that steam, I was breathing all that in, and I couldn't believe how quick my head cleared up and my nasal passages cleared up. So I was like, I forgot that till just now. But is that something that would, like, the diffuser would do?
Definitely. I have a client too who did not have a diffuser, and he would get a big bowl of really hot boiling water, put some drops of some oils that I put together for him, and then put his head over that so that he could get the benefits of it, since he, you know, didn't have a steam room to go to or wasn't at a spa. He just did it at his house, didn't have a diffuser, and that worked just as well. So, yeah, they work really great like that. It kind of cuts through that hot steam, cuts through everything, and then you mix that with the essential oil, and it's incredible.
Wow. For a minute there, I thought you were going to say, I have this client that snorts it. that's probably not a good thing, because it, just straight up, it probably just burn your nostrils. But yeah, very, very cool.
But Rick, you could try that. I mean, if you want to, I guess there's no law against it. If you want to just try snorting it, just to see what the hell happens, that'd be kind of interesting. But yeah, some things are really potent. Go ahead.
That's what you should start doing. I should start doing like stunts. Like, will Rick snort? Like, see what happens when Rick snorts eucalyptus oil on the air, you know, or like the lemongrass, because I like hot stuff. So like, I'll take like a teaspoon of it and eat it and tell you how what the reaction is. That'd be pretty cool.
Yeah, I wanted to. One thing that I realized is I actually had a small bottle of essential oils on my altar, which I got for like, I don't know, 7-8 years ago, a long time ago. I didn't even know I really had it. Some friend gave it to me. And so I'm wondering about the history of this. You did mention, Jennifer, that it was in the Bible. I mean, they've been using this ancient times. They knew how to distill these essential oils from different plants and things. So fast forward to now, which it seems like it's really gaining popularity. Do you have the Young Living, or you said Mr. Young? His name is Young?
Gary Young.
Can you, like, it's like, background of him and like how it's blossomed over the years?
I believe Young Living is about 30 years old, and it was founded by Gary Young, and he grew up in Idaho on a farm, so he's been using essential oils forever too. There's some really cute videos I've seen of him with animals and things like that. I've never met him. A lot of my team has met him in Utah. And he just seems to me, and I'll have to see someday if I get to meet him, just like some kind of scientist guy. He just like puts all this amazing stuff together. But he grew up with this type of thing and just turned it into a huge company. And it's amazing. I was reading today in a book that so many different companies are gone within 7 years, and Young Living has been around for, you know, I think it's been about 30 years. So it's really incredible. And It's kind of caught on, I think, because of his background. And also, Young Living uses a seed-to-seal philosophy, whereas they grow all their own essential oils. There's a lot of companies that might get them from other places. So, I mean, I've seen him actually test them. I've seen people out there in video planting them. And they test everything. I think it goes through, like, 3 tests before it even goes into your bottle. So that's, I think, one of the difference and what's really helped with the longevity of Young Living.
Great. Now, and you sort of touched on it. I want to just bring up, it seems like essential oils, like especially now, is like it's very popular. So have you seen or have you witnessed like a real insurgence of essential oils as of, you know, the last, I don't know, 12, 16 months?
I say yes, and here's why I think. I think there's a lot of need out in the world now for things that are more natural. People are educating themselves. They're actually reading labels now, especially when you see things like Kraft macaroni and cheese. It's, oh, we're going to change our recipe and make it more natural now. And you're like, what the heck was I eating before? So I think people are actually being more conscious because of things like this. And they're like, wow, maybe I should be reading labels. And so things like essential oils are, they're just natural. I mean, they come from plants. So, and I'm one that personally believes that we've pretty much given all we need on the planet. And essential oils are one of those things. And I think nowadays people are just really fearful about what they're getting at their local drugstore or grocery store. So that's why they've gone toward this. I mean, things like cleaning products, too, is like you just don't know what's in them. So, you know, it's a chemical-free way of cleaning your house and chemical-free way of using things like toothpaste. And, I mean, there's even, like, face soaps. So a new makeup line just came out because, like, for women, I've heard that, like, there's a thing that says like 80% of the products you put on your face before you even have breakfast are chemicals. So it's like Young Living came out with a new makeup line so that ladies aren't putting chemicals on their faces all the time because they're made out of essential oils and minerals. So I think that's why it's become more popular. Just people are getting more educated on what's in their product.
Well, let me ask you this. What would be a couple of good examples of, like, what would you use for cleaning, toothpaste, and also, like, makeup or makeup remover?
Well, here's some really fun ones. Like, for instance, I've always been paranoid about sunscreen. I've never really worn sunscreen because I always feel like, what is in it? What chemicals am I putting on myself? And Young Living just came out with a mineral sunscreen lotion. So that is something that I think is very exciting. For cleaning, there's a whole Thieves blend of cleaning. And like I said, people use Thieves a lot for immune support. I've heard of teachers diffusing in their classroom for airborne germs and things. So Thieves, things like the toothpaste, will really clean your gums. You can have a dental floss for that. To clean your house, it also does an incredible job. Lemon oil, too, is just old-fashioned lemon oil is also incredible just to clean your house with. It doesn't have to be anything fancy. I've heard of women just putting some lemon oil and using that to clean with. But the Thieves cleaner is all chemical-free and all made with essential oils. There's even for, like, since this is a men's show, I've printed out a couple of products. Where did I put those? Okay. For men, they have a 3-in-1 wash, for instance. Like, you know, I was saying for women, you know, you don't know what you're putting on your body. You know, all your whole facial care system could be all chemicals. So, like, for men, for instance, they have a 3-in-1 wash, which can be used as a shampoo, face wash, and body wash. Very efficient. And it's made with essential oils, things like pumpkin seed extract and aloe. So that's, you know, all natural. You can use it on anything, hair, face, body, all of those things. And, you know, you were talking about someone that is into sports, and, yes, we have a sports gel, too, because that's another thing that people who do a lot of sports and they feel like muscle weakness or pain or soreness, there's a sports gel that we have, again, with all essential oils. And also, this is a fun one, Powergize is also for men. And I actually, weirdly enough, got sent that by accident last month in my essential rewards. And it's for men, and Jin has been taking it, the Powergize vitamins. So he's been taking it, and that is it helps with physical activity, strength, vitality, energy, clarity. So how do you feel about that for men?
Sometimes it's hard to, like, really hear, like, the difference. But I knew when I took it the first time, it was like, oh, definitely give it a boost. Like, your body knows. Like, if you're in tune with your body, then you can tell. Like, wait, what I just took right then, that's a depressant. Oh, what I'm taking over here, like, it's going to depress my body in some way or, like, not make it function at its best. And then there's some things I take, but you would offer. It's like, whoa, I could tell this is good. I mean, you get energy, like, right away. So it's pretty amazing. The other thing I wanted to note is that a big difference that I felt, and you could talk about this, for, I don't know what you gave me, but when I used to do the lawn, when I used to mow the lawn or do the work in the garden, I would always come back and I'd be sneezing for the next, I don't know, couple hours and just be stuffed up. And so, I don't know, what you gave, and the next thing you know, is like I can be in the garden all the time and nothing happens.
That was crazy, just three things, peppermint, lavender, and what else? No, peppermint, lavender, and lemon. Yeah, that was those three things mixed together I gave to you.
How do you know, like, would anyone know this? Or you have, like, background, like, you've done your research, you make up these recipes?
Oh, actually, you just Google it. Really, you can Google any of these things that I have. I actually bought a book on, it's in the other room, so I don't know the exact title, but I like that book because it kind of saves me the Googling. I can just look in the appendix and look things up. But you can Google any of this. I mean, it's very simple. It's just the main thing for me is just making sure that you're using quality oils, you know, and that's why I like Young Living because I know where the oils come from. But, yeah, something like that I gave you is really just simple peppermint, lemon, and lavender. And it.
Let me ask you this. Because it is a men's show and because, you know, you did talk about the vitamins and you did mention the word vitality, is there any kind of essential oil for men that are having issues being you know, let me just, I'll just lay it out there. Just putting lead in the pencil. You know, I've heard
Idaho Blue Spruce is really good for that. Plus, I want to actually buy a book by this woman named Lucy Libido. I want to buy her book because she actually does all essential oil recipes just for that type of topic.
What type of topic are we talking about here? Rick's talking about pencils.
Would you put that on topically, or would you ingest that?
You could mix it with what's called a carrier oil, which is, you know, like an almond oil or some kind of massage oil. You just put a little drop or two in there. You could also ingest it as actually one of the ingredients of Powergize, the vitamin I was just talking about.
So that's all I got to really
I'm not implying that Mr. Ellis needs any help in the department, but has Mr. Ellis ever tried the Idaho Blue pencil letter? Whatever the hell that thing was. What was it called again?
Don't worry, we can have you write it down later, Rick, if you need it, Rick, but I imagine you don't. But what I'm enjoying is just the imagining, you know, oil being placed topically. I mean, that, personally, that works for me. I don't care what is in it.
Oh, my goodness.
That's funny.
So how did you, we have just a little, you know, 5 minutes left. How did you get involved, Jennifer?
Jimmy, before you get into that, I just want to make sure we're always, again, 25 minutes. It felt like 2 minutes. Make sure that we take care of our guests and make sure that all of our audience knows how to find her and how to find these oils. So, go.
So when you answer this, make sure that the audience knows how to get a hold of you, how to reach you for, you know, more help. So what help, what advice or pointers would you give them, and how could they find you?
Okay, you can find me at my website, which is life-enlightenment.com, life-enlightenment.com. I have an essential oils page right on there. It's a very short page, so really if someone's interested in, you know, chatting, we can schedule a call. You can let me know what type. I'm constantly learning about new products that Young Living has. I mean, there's just so much to learn. So I would love to, like, just chat, you know, one-on-one and see what your situation is, your needs, wants, desires, and I can do some recommendations, and we can go from there. Young Living has a website if you do want to find out more about them. It's an incredible website. You can search through tons of products, learn about the company, and that's just simply youngliving.com. And if there's a specific thing that you want to order, I can give my member number too, which is 362-1825, and that's also on my website too as well.
Great. Thank you so much for that.
Yeah, well, there you go. So, yeah, so again, the address for the website, life-enlightenment.com. And if you go at the top of the menu bar, there's an essential oils menu there. And if you do order, mention that again, the membership number, it's on the website, but the member number, if you're ordering, when you order, it is 362-1825. Well, any parting questions, Mr. Wright? Any thoughts?
No, I feel more informed about it now, and I'm going to definitely look into it, and I appreciate all the information that you gave me and us, so thank you very much.
Oh, thank you. There's just so much to it. I could talk about it for hours.
I can imagine. The thing I dig, you know, when I watch you, like, in groups or talking to friends, a lot of times, Jennifer, you'll even put together a little sample. You hear one of my friends is, like, sniffling or sick. Oh, what do they have? She creates a little – so, Rick, so, you know, she creates these little bottles. And send something to Laura. Wants a little bottle, you know, just as a sample. So thank you for caring about the people and doing the work that you do.
Yes.
Thank you.
All right, Ricky. So okay. Another great show, another fastest 30 minutes in showbiz. So have a great trip back, and thank you, Jennifer, for being on our show.
Thank you.
All right, Jimmy, I appreciate it. Yeah, thank you, and thank you to the audience for dealing with my remote connection today. So hopefully it'll come back out and be good in the replay.
Right on. And so for our listening audience, Tell your friends, wake the neighbors, wake the kids, and let them know that on Facebook, you can find us on Facebook. Just type in With All Dude Respect. With All Dude Respect. That's another great show. Thank you, Rick. Thank you, Jennifer. We'll see you next Friday.
Great. Thank you.
Take care.
All right. Take care. Bye-bye.